new report reveals 107% of plane crashes have no survivors. This is Neo Zidane reporting on the 3rd of October 2006. Hello, hello, hello. A shocking new report today has revealed that 107% of the passengers involved in commercial plane crashes have absolutely no survivors. Most people believe that if they're in a plane crash, the technology and good old American spirit can save them. In fact, the truth is surprisingly different. In the US alone, between 1983 and 2000, there were 568 plane crashes. Out of the collective 53,487 people on board, 57,231 died. I talk with world-leading aviation safety expert Professor Ed Gallia, who studied over 2,000 crash reports and compiled a unique database. Professor Ed Gallia, hello.
Hello, hello, thank you.
Well, talk to us about the research that you've done.
After much research, I have come to this conclusion. In fact, I have found that you are more likely to die in a plane crash than if you pointed a fully loaded 45 Colt Magnum at your head and pulled the trigger.
But don't you think, how could there possibly be more people dying than actual passengers on the plane? I mean, not counting people dying, you know, from debris in the crash.
Well, look at it this way. Well, in a universe where George W. Bush can be voted leader of the free world, I recommend you don't ever bother to make sense out of anything in this kind of universe. Now, if you'll excuse me. Seeing as there is no need for aviation safety experts now, since stepping on a plane means certain owning, I have a no job now. I'll have to wait outside McDonald's for leftovers. By the way, are you gonna finish that cookie?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, cheers.
Alright. Be seeing you then.
Gotta go.
Bye. This also adds even more fear and doubt over the safety of aviation, because now, on top of snakes on a plane, we have to face the fact that plane crashes have no survivors. Although some pro-aviation lobbies say, come to think of it, maybe that extra 7% of deaths might be the snakes that were on the plane. But I have Samuel L. Jackson here, and he has something to say about that. Hello, Mr. Jackson.
Hello, good evening.
Well, what do you think about these people who believe snakes are the extra victims in this shock value of 107%?
What you talking about, motherfucker? There ain't gonna be no motherfucking snakes on that plane no more, motherfucker. Cause I motherfucking killed them all. Do you hear me, motherfucker? You watched that film, didn't you?
No,
snakes
I didn't
on
watch
a plane?
It.
Oh,
no.
You didn't? Well, you better be watching out your motherfucking front windows like right, a sir. Motherfucking blast
Mr. Jackson.
Through your motherfucking back window and catch
Mr.
your motherfucking on the
Mr.
motherfucking
Mr. Jackson,
wedge.
I'll have to cut you off. Right. This obviously has almost completely destroyed the aviation business. Stocks in United Airlines and British Airways have plummeted the most. But there is a slight bounce back from suicidal people who were all flurrying into airports for a chance to end their miserable lives. Sorry, I need to keep a balanced view here. Fucking emos. To move on, we're going to look at what the actual plane companies themselves have to say about this. Sorry, there seems to be someone knocking on my door. Saying something like, mother father, or something? Uh-oh, shit.
Guess who, motherfucker?